started. We have a possibility for some showers and thunderstorms likely this afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of rain is at 60%. And tonight the forecast is for some clouds and a chance of showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the evening and after midnight. Lows around 60 degrees. Chance of rain tonight is also at 60%. And tomorrow it looks like the clouds are persisting for a little while with a chance of showers in the morning, sunny in the afternoon, and then a chance of showers or thunderstorms in the late afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s tomorrow. Chance of rain 40%. Clouds tomorrow night and a chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 60s. Chance of rain tomorrow night is at 30%. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up.
WJFF's auction is happening on May 30th.
We need your donations of great items to sell.
We're looking for all kinds of things.
Jewelry.
Antiques.
Baby equipment.
Video games.
Books.
Toys, tools, clocks. You get the idea.
Sorry, we can't accept large, heavy, or broken things.
Call WJFF to arrange your tax-deductible donations.
845-482-4141.
Support comes from you and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporter.com.
Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today's program will be celebrating the life and the music and the artistry of B.B. King.
Come here, baby.
Oh, yeah. 1951. That song is called 3 o'clock Blues. And when B.B. King recorded that song, he was only 26 years old. And did you hear the way he played in 1951? B.B. King lived to be 89 years old, just a few months short of his 90th birthday. He died on May 14th, 2015. B.B. King, king of the blues. He was an incredibly active performer and lived the kind of life that you know few musicians ever get to live, the kind of life is saturated with performing and music as this man lived. He averaged about 200 concerts per year all the way into his 70s. I mean, 200 concerts per year. How many days are there in a year? It's probably easier to figure out the days that he wasn't playing. Oh my gosh, what a career. Riley B. King was born in Ida Banna, Mississippi. That's close to Berkeley in Mississippi in 1925. You know, they had radio. And they didn't have too much else in the way of what we have today when you think of culture and how a career is made and how a person becomes a musician. He was born on a cotton plantation. His parents were sharecroppers. And when he was 12 years old, he got his first guitar. And that was like $15, which, you know, in 1937 was a lot of money. He actually began his musical training in church. He was singing in a gospel choir at the Elkhorn Baptist Church. And he grew up in Mississippi, but he first became known to the public as a musician when he went to Memphis, and he performed on a radio program, Sonny Boy Williamson, on WKWEM in West Memphis. And he started his career as a musician, and he had a radio spot. It became the Sepia Swing Club out in Memphis. He did his very first recording in 1949. He was 24 years old, just a couple of years before the song that we just heard, that 3 o'clock blues. And he was produced by Sam Phillips, who later founded Sun Records. Maybe you've heard of Sun Records. And in his very first recordings, I mean, he's using the people that were around him, and this is what he had to say. I had horns. I had horns on that very first session. I had Phineas Newborn on piano. His father played the drums, and his brother, Calvin, played guitar with me. I had Tough Green on bass, Bren Branch on tenor sax, his brother, Thomas Branch, on trumpet, and a lady trombone player. So he starts recording as so young. And that song that we just heard, just 2 years later, it's his first number one chart on the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. 3 o'clock Blues was a number one hit. And all through the '50s, he had an outstanding career. He released a string of singles, because in the '50s, rock and roll was about singles. And he released his very first album, which was really just a collection of all these singles, called Singin' the Blues, released in 1957. And he is really, really working on his career at that time. In 1956, he did 342 concerts and 3 recording sessions in 1956. He is working so hard. So let's hear a song from 1956. This song is called Crying Won't Help You, B.B. King, 1956. Thank you.
you do. The way you've been treating me, woman, is coming back home to you. And your crying won't help you, woman. Oh, crying won't help you, baby. Oh, you must remember, babe, no matter where you go, watch those seeds you scatter, woman, cause you're gonna reap just what you sow, and your crying won't help you, woman. Oh, crying won't help you now. Oh, crying won't help you, baby, cause you've been so mean to me. Woman, just can't understand. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Let you do the best you can. And your crying won't help you, babe. Crying won't help you now. Crying won't help you, woman. Cause you've been so mean to me. Look out!
B.B. King, crying won't help you. Yeah. Okay, that was from 1956. That same year, B.B. King, so far ahead of his time, he forms his own record label in 1956. Now, you know, I just don't hear that happening with very many musicians. I was just stunned when I found out that he had the foresight to do that. His label was called the Blues Boys Kingdom. And it was headquartered at Beale Street in Memphis, Tennessee. He eventually signed in 1962 to ABC Paramount Records. I suppose that he really came to my attention in the late 1960s because he became the opening rock and roll act for the Rolling Stones' 1969 American tour. Now, I had never heard a lot of these recordings from the 50s, and I am just astounded at how complete his style is. He's like fully formed, like he comes out of the gate, and he's so strong in his identity, and the way he plays the electric guitar is astounding. He said he heard T-Bone Walker, and that was the first time he'd ever heard anybody play electric guitar, and he knew that he just had to have one. There's a song that was released in 1953 called Please Love Me, and this song, it foreshadows all the rock and roll of the 60s. It's really brilliant. This is B.B. King. He's 26 years old. Please Love Me, B.B. King.
Ah!
yeah, the young B.B. King. Please love me. Yeah, 1953. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So what an amazing career, B.B. King. You know, he was always really active. He just constantly performed. He was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame in 1980 and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987 and the official Rhythm and Blues Music Hall of Fame in 2014, the International Polar Music Prize in 2004 in recognition of exceptional achievements in the creation and advancement of music. Everybody knew who B.B. King was and how great he was, and he still is great. You know, the collaborations that he did in 1988, when U2 started to really dig deep into American roots and blues and gospel with their Joshua Tree album, they followed that album up with an album called Rattle and Hum, and they actually came to the States and recorded with B.B. King a song called When Love Comes to Town, B.B. King on guitar and vocals. And U2 recorded this in the studio, the Sun Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. Elvis Presley, Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, B.B. King, Sun Studio. So let's listen to B.B. King performing with U2 from the 1988 Rattle and Hum album. B.B. King.
Love comes to town, I'm gonna jump that train.
When Love Comes to Town, B.B. King with U2 singing with Bono. B.B. King on vocals and lead guitar, electric guitar. That was 1988. In 1990, B.B. King was awarded the National Medal of Arts by the President of the United States, George H. Bush. In 1997, B.B. King travels to the Vatican in Italy for the 5th annual Christmas concert, and his guitar, Lucille, his favorite guitar, he gives it as a gift to Pope John Paul II. B.B. King, what a man. In 1998, he appears in the Blues Brothers movie. Remember the Blues Brothers? And it's interesting because he started his own label. It was called the Blues Brothers, his record label. So he appears in the Blues Brothers 2000, the movie, playing the part of the lead singer of the Louisiana Gator Boys. Eric Clapton's in that movie. Bo Diddley's in that movie. And not too long after that, just a couple of years later, in the year 2000, B.B. King and Eric Clapton record an album together called Riding with the King. And it's a really wonderful recording. A lot of the songs that B.B. King became famous for in the 50s, Eric Clapton and B.B. King revisit some of that material. So we're going to hear a song from this duet album. This song is called When My Heart Beats Like a Hammer. This is B.B. King and Eric Clapton.
When my heart starts beating like a hammer and my eyes get full of tears, oh, when my heart starts beating like a hammer and my of tears, you know you only been gone 24 hours, baby. Oh, but it seemed like a million years. If I ever mistreated you, baby, you know I didn't mean no harm. Oh, if I ever mistreated you, baby, God knows I didn't mean no harm. You know I'm just a little country boy, baby. And I was raised right down on the cotton farm. Thank you. don't know what to do. Oh, you give me so much trouble, baby. Baby, I don't know what to do. I ain't got nothing now, baby. Baby, and it's all on the count of you.
Heart Beats Like a Hammer. That song was written by B.B. King and first released in 1957. The recording that we just heard, that was Steve Gadd on drums. Maybe you've heard of him. Nathan East on bass. Joe Sample on piano. Eric Clapton on vocals and B.B. King on vocals and guitar. That album won the Grammy of the Year in the year that it was released in 2000 for the best traditional blues album. And, you know, that's not really the first time that Eric Clapton and B.B. King played together. They actually met each other in New York City in 1967, and they played together at the Cafe Agogo when Eric Clapton was 22 years old and he was a member of Cream. Riding with the King was released in 2000, and the cover is really something special. There's this convertible. You can't see the whole car. It looks like a Lincoln Continental with white leather interior. And Eric Clapton is driving, and B.B. King is sitting in the back seat with his arms spread out, reclining, and his sunglasses on, just rolling down the road. This is an incredible album. There is another song from this album, which is actually a cover of an Isaac Hayes song called Hold On, I'm Coming. It was actually originally a hit for Sam and Dave back in 1966, but B.B. King and Eric Clapton do it on their Riding with the King album. This is Hold On, I'm Coming.
Thank you. I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine, high as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
Well, I guess when you met me, that it was just one of those things. But don't you ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me.
Like nobody's loved me. Come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, won't that be fine? Hey.
because you haven't done nothing, baby, but drove a good man.
When the moon peeks over the mountain, little girl, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam the highway until the break of day.
B.B. King and Eric Clapton. That's a song called Key to the Highway by Big Bill Brunzi. And that's from the 2000 Riding with the King album. And we heard one of the most beautiful performances of Come Rain or Come Shine that I've ever heard. B.B. King sings so beautifully from the heart. That song was actually from 1949, and it's from a musical, a Broadway musical called St. Louis Woman, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer. And then we also heard from the same album, Hold On, I'm Coming, by Isaac Hayes. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Yes, Mr. B.B. King. In 2011, B.B. King was in England at the Glastonbury Music Festival, and he also played the Royal Albert Hall in London in 2011, where he recorded a video of that concert. A few months after that, in February, President Barack Obama sings along with B.B. King when he was performing at the White House in the Red, White, and Blues concert in February of 2012. B.B. King, always so active, he goes to Lebanon, he goes to the Middle East in July of 2012, and he performs at the Byblos International Festival. A few months after that, in May of 2013, B.B. King plays at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. In October of 2014, that was some of his last performances at the House of Blues in Chicago. At that time, he goes back to his home in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he announced on his website on May the 1st, 2015, that he was in hospice care at home, at his home in Las Vegas, Nevada, where he died in his sleep on May 14th, 2015. B.B. King.
someday. The thrill is gone, it's gone away from me. The thrill is gone, baby. The thrill is gone away from me.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. today's program celebrating the music of B.B. King. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 79 beautiful degrees here at our studios. And this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. 25 years of non-commercial radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. If you are interested in taking the radio with you and you have an internet connection, you can listen to us 24/7. We're streaming online at wjffradio.org, and you can also download an app for your smartphone. All right. The forecast for this afternoon is a possibility of thunderstorms. Chance of rain is at 60%. And tonight, mostly cloudy with showers likely and a chance of thunderstorms in the evening and showers after midnight. Lows around 60 degrees, a chance of rain 60%. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the morning. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of rain tomorrow 40%. Clouds hanging around through tomorrow night with showers and thunderstorms still hanging overhead. Chance of rain tomorrow night is at 30%.
WJFF's 2015 Spring Gathering was a wild success thanks to listeners like you and all of the great artists who spent time with us on air. And as a gift to our listeners, we've uploaded recordings of the 3-day grand finale to our homepage. If you missed any of these great musical performances, go to WJFFradio.org to hear them now and to share them online with your friends. We've got nearly 40 performances, all live, local, and recorded at WJFF Spring Gathering. Available now at WJFFradio.org.
WJFF, your community radio station. There's an interesting event tomorrow, the Cooperage Project, in cooperation with Tango in the Tent, will present a program on Argentine tango. That's tomorrow, Sunday, May 17th, from 3 to 6 p.m. The afternoon begins with screening of a movie, and it's called, guess what? It's called Tango, followed by a dance demonstration and a tango lesson with Vincent and Anna Gallo. Light refreshments will be provided. The Cooperage is on Main Street in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. You can visit them online at thecooperageproject.org. Stay tuned here on W.